Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Yes, 62025.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Carol Schwartz.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
So I received a product that I'm not wanting, and I have a charge on my card, and I want it credited and don't want the product. So how do we go about getting that corrected?
Well, if you will give me just a moment as my system is pulling up that account, it will take me just
Okay.
one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I did get the account pulled up, and what I am showing is that there was an order on, I mean, excuse me, there was a trial started on 1/7, and you're saying that it was not you that started that trial?
I don't know. I don't want a trial of the product. I don't want the product. I don't want a trial of a product. No.
Since you are saying that it was not you that signed up for that trial, what we will do is we will contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the device that was used
Did
when the
you
order
hear
was.
me? You heard me. I said, I do not want the product. I do not want a 14-day free trial.
Yes, I do completely understand that. So since you were saying that it was not you that did the trial, I was explaining you what we have to do to file this as fraud.
This is my, I'm calling on behalf of my 86-year-old mother who said that she did not order it. It's on her card. And if she's clicking around the computer, you have to understand she's not technical. Now, if she clicked on something, and the point is, she's like, I got this. I don't want it. I don't know how I got it, why I got it. And now I'm calling on her behalf to say, want to return it, want this canceled, and want her account credited.
Yes, I am sorry, but we're not able to accept returns. That is why we do offer the 14-day trial. And I am showing the
No,
last digit you.
yeah, you can accept returns. You can accept returns.
I am
Honestly,
sorry.
I will call Better Business. This is ridiculous. I cannot believe that you're going to take advantage of an elderly woman who doesn't know what she's clicking on, and you're going to hold her accountable. Now, you can return the product, credit, she can return it. I will box it, return it. It's not open. And you can credit her account. I'll write refused on it, and you can credit it. It's coming back.
I'm sorry, however, we don't have any way of accepting returns. However, what I can do at this time is I would be able to issue a 50% refund, as you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through the order.
Yeah, that's fraudulent. That is fraudulent in advertising, and your company should know that. They know better than that. And they can be held liable for doing this.
Sorry, it would not be considered fraud as you do have to agree to those terms and conditions. However, if you'll give me one
No,
moment
no.
to check.
Go on.
I have checked with my manager, and they did inform me as a one-time courtesy. They will authorize me to be able to do a full refund, and you will see that back in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and so do we ship back the product?
I am sorry, however, we're not able to accept returns.
That's interesting. I can't imagine what legitimate business would not accept returns. Concerning. Okay, so I will expect to see a credit for that full amount on her card in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, you will receive that back in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate your help.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Good night.